Every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yeehaw!
Well, I'm riding along, singing.
This is why Arizona needs a too pretty to work day.
Exactly.
It is way too pretty to be inside a studio this morning.
Got a nice cool breeze that kicked up a few hours ago.
But you can't be every Arizona homeowner's best friend by phoning it in. So we're here live Saturday morning. It's Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. And this 7 o'clock hour, this one's only almost 4 years old. I was thinking about it today. It's easy to remember because we started the 7 o'clock hour on Landry's one-year-old birthday, Valentine's Day, February 14th. It was a live broadcast at Sanderson Ford. And this hour, what started originally as a home improvement show, and we will get to later in this morning's broadcast, but when we expanded to a fourth hour, we thought, man, Well, let's back up a little bit. The first 2 hours were home improvement. When we expanded to a third hour in 2004, we thought, well, we can't talk about home improvement for a third hour. We'll run out of content too quick. So we started talking landscape and gardening. So then when we expanded to a fourth hour, we said, well, what are we going to talk about? And we all have a love for Arizona. We have a love for outdoors. We have a love for adventure. And it had just organically adapted to this Arizona hour. And if you want something to do this weekend, if you're looking for something to occupy your time, entertain yourself, or create an adventure, there is no shortage of things to do. I'm looking at the leaf-o-meter.
Checked it yesterday, too.
Not quite red.
No.
Not quite red. It's still in the, for the most part, hovering in the orange, a little bit of yellow. In the lower areas like Oak Creek, the inner basin is right on the yellow-orange. So we're not quite to the red yet. So maybe not quite time to go all the way up to the Flagstaff area, but you could stop at Tonto Basin for the International Archaeology Day.
Archaeological or Archaeology Day?
That one.
Okay.
Starting at 700 AD, tribes from different backgrounds started settling in the Tonto Basin area, and it was inhabited for about 700 years. And today you can go on these trails down to, now it's free. You do have to pay for parking, but they'll take you down on a hike on the second half of the day, and you'll get to see the remains of these ruins. I mean, you've heard about Montezuma's Castle. We actually had them on
last week, last Saturday. Mm-hmm.
But this Tonto Basin is another diamond in the rough, I would say. It not as many people know about it.
And where is this located again? In the Tonto Forest area? Is that
okay? So picture, if you're driving up to Payson,
okay,
and you pass the Pumpkin Center exit, you take the Pumpkin Center exit back and you head back down towards the lake.
Lake Roosevelt. Okay.
And Roosevelt, you know, that then flows into, you've got the Salt River, so you've got Canyon, you've got Apache. So you could take 88 on your way out and do the old Tortilla Flat Road and enjoy what's going to be a, well, let's see, I'm trying to look at, it was still dark when we got here this morning.
I see blue sky.
It might be too late for the sunrise, but I can tell by the air and the wind this morning, it was going to be just a beautiful day to watch the sun come up. We won't have the color because there's no clouds, but there's something nice about those crisp, clean days where all this rain we've had, everything just smells fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a little bit more of the moisture left from the rain, and today's guest in the 7 o'clock hour is going to talk about that rain. A lot of people have seen what 4 inches will do to their roof, to their carport.
And to the yard with the weeds popping up out of nowhere.
But our guest today is going to talk about what it's done to us underground. We're bringing in a geological survey from the University of Arizona research scientist talking about what this has done. We've talked a lot about fissures and the opening up of the ground below us and what 4 inches can really do underneath the ground. So we'll talk a little bit later, and I'm sure we'll have lots of calls about what it's done to the rooftops. We're going to talk about what it's doing underneath the ground. It's a very fascinating topic and something we don't think about, but we walk on it, drive on it every day. And Arizona is in a very unique situation when it relates to water because we had to create solutions. The following Saturday, we're going to be talking water resources because we didn't have water, so we had to plan for it. We've got the CAP. We had that tour last week out at Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant and the amount of water they use. Well, all that water kind of CAP is a big part of it, but not directly. It's all recycled wastewater from the city of Phoenix. So it's after it's passed through our showers, our laundry, our dishwasher. And any time we put anything down the drain, it goes pumped. It's all cleaned, sanitized, but it's everything from the water reclamation is then sent to Palo Verde. So we've done a lot of very smart things to get and manage and use water. But we also have very low levels at Lake Mead, which will bring on some rationing. So we're going to have a great broadcast next Saturday talking about water resources. But this one, we're going to talk about what 4 inches with the wettest October in Arizona, what that's doing to the ground and soils that surrounds us. There was mudslides that happened one time that took out the road going up to Page. There was one time we had a good rain and it took out 87 Beeline Highway on the way up to Payson. We didn't have anything like that in this time, which is really interesting because of how much we received. But when I left my home that morning, I've got a great video. There's running water. 243rd was a running river.
Wow.
That morning for a couple hours. And what I love about Arizona, Gary, you're from Louisiana.
Right.
When it floods there, how long is that flood there?
It could be there for quite a while. You know, I always look at it this way. You know that South Louisiana's got a flooding issue. They have two spillways that they open up. And when you hear they're going to be opening up the spillways, you know that they've got a lot of water that they need to move around. If not, you got cities like New Orleans that will flood easily.
How long do those floods stay in Arizona? 3 hours?
Yeah.
The next morning?
You could have a wash that you can't cross for, say, it could be 3 hours to sometimes 2 or 3 days. You mentioned Pumpkin Center. I know that they get a good heavy rain. Their only way to get to that little community and back is through a wash. So it can vary. It depends on the rain. But the good news is I think we're a couple of inches above average. We were below average for most of the year, and that wettest October has put us above the mark. So there's a good sign there, and it put a smidge dent into our drought as well.
A couple days, a couple hours later, good to go. We're traveling again and out and about enjoying this great state. A couple other things you can do. Reardon Mansion has Halloween tours, night tours of the Reardon Mansion. I bet that would be underneath the tall pines. Quite an experience. There's a Halloween party at Karsher Caverns down in southern Arizona, along with a guided bird walk at Catalina Park. London Bridge Days, if you want to get over to the River Strip in Havasu. And they also have Hangar 24, the Lake Havasu Air Fest. Those came out of the travel section of Saturday's Arizona Republic, things to do around Arizona. There's also Arizona Department of Tourism has a great website, travelaz.com. Has tons of event listings there. I can tell you there is, if you're looking for pumpkin patching, there's Temecula Farms out in the West Valley. I still haven't designated the correct pronunciation of that to memory. But then there's also what used to be Young's Farm is now Mortimer Family Farms. Down at Three Points, south of Tucson, they've got a great festival. Marana has a pumpkin patch right off the freeway. If you want to take the kids out, we're looking at probably hitting the Mortimers on Sunday if the family's up to it. We've had an extremely busy rodeo week, and the kids are exhausted. We've got another day today back at Wickenburg Rodeo Grounds, so we'll just see if we're up for it. But our plan is if We get a good night's sleep and everyone's rested and not pooped out from 3 days of rodeo, which started at the state fairgrounds on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We're going to go pick some pumpkins up at Mortimer's. And
I think it is the corn maze at Mortimer's up and running. Oh, boy. There's a great way to tire out the kids, folks. and yourself, too, if you can't get out of it.
So, all great things to do here at Arizona. There's so many different listings and places, and we try and pick the best and bring them all to you here on Saturday mornings. We're going to bring in Mike Conway, research scientist at the Arizona Geological Survey for the University of Arizona, and talk about what 4 inches of rain has done to the state and the soils. It really isn't something that's going to affect our water levels all that much. The big significant part of our water resource is really what happens at the snowpack in the winter, because that melt off is what fills our reservoirs. But I can tell you one thing, I haven't had my irrigation on for 2 weeks now, so there's definitely a lot of conservation that we can do when we get the rains, but filling the reservoirs really relies on the snowpack. We'll be back with Mike Conway here at Rosie on the House.